Day 19. Response. Prayer for revival must be pure. In pure prayer, not one element of double interest can be allowed. Our first request concerning revival must be that God be glorified. Afterwards, not before, will come our request for sinners to be saved and believing that the heavens will be rent. That was Ravenhill on page 145. I don't think I ever thought of Christ's prayer in John 17 as a prayer for revival. But notice the results following the Father being glorified as Jesus had prayed. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. John 17 and 4. Listen to the 7 points. 1. Jesus had made known the Father. 2. The disciples had received and kept the word given them. They believed that the Father had sent the Son. 3. They were hated of the world. 4. They were sent into the world just as Jesus had been sent. 5. Jesus prayed that all those to whom the disciples would witness could believe. 6. Unity. 7. See the glory of the everlasting Christ. That, my friend, is revival. Knowing the Father, keeping His word, being hated by the world, witnessing to the lost, unity in the body, the true hope of glory. How would you like to be part of that church following a revival based on giving God glory? Our prayer focus today: give to Him the worship and reverence which are His due as you spend time in adoration and praise. Pray that your church would respond in prayer to give God glory, as did the disciples in Jesus' prayer, and you will have revival.